Welcome to the Stronger, Fitter, Happier podcast. I am your host, Vin, and today we are joined by the Body and Beyond coaches, Nikhil.
Hello.
Sadie.
Hello.
And Leon.
Hey, everyone.
Are you guys ready to roll?
Yes.
Yep, all good.
So this is
ready to go.
First proper podcast that we're doing. So last week was like episode zero. Today is episode one. But before we do get started, I actually wanted to clarify something. I made a big mistake on the last podcast. so I said that, what was it? What did I say? I said...
you said Anand.
Yeah. So you know, with the how we made our motto, I've been telling this story wrong for so long. It wasn't actually Anand who came up with Stronger, Fitter, Leaner. So what happened was, after the last podcast, he listened to it and then he got in touch with me and said, I don't know where you're getting this from, because I don't think I said that. And then, so I was like, what the hell? So I looked through like a lot of like emails, just through my whole phone, and I found a WhatsApp chat with me and a few other personal trainers who used to work with me at Norfolk Park. And, it was them who came up with Stronger, Fitter, Leaner, not Anand. So I don't know where I got that, where I got Anand's name from. He must have messaged me, replied to my email when I did the poll.
Yeah, he must have been so confused.
Yeah, he was like, "What is?" He just said, I think you've got it wrong." And I did have it wrong. So it was actually Barry who said Stronger, Fitter, Leaner, and it wasn't even Stronger, Fitter, Leaner that I was choosing between. It was Stronger, Fitter, Better, and Stronger, Fitter, Happier, and obviously, but everyone in the WhatsApp group is funny because they said they didn't like Stronger, Fitter, Happier. They
said, no way.
Yeah, they said it sounded too like hippie vibe. Yeah. But I went with it in the end because I think it represented what we did quite well. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I clarified that. so last week's podcast was basically all lies.
Yeah.
Well, the first bit was anyway. Anyway, so let's get into today's episode. So today's episode is actually all about New Year's resolutions. Because it's January, everyone's setting New Year's resolutions, or they've started on their New Year's resolutions. You might have like kind of spoken to people who've already, you know, told you that they're trying to get into shape this year, or you might be trying to get into shape this year, or whatever it is. So that's why we wanted to talk about New Year's resolutions and specifically how to stick to them. So some of you may know, some of you may not know, but Nikhil, our Body and Beyond coach, our newest coach, achieved something really amazing last year. And it was all due to, well, correct me if I'm wrong, Nikhil, but it was all due to you setting a New Year's resolution at the start of January 2017. Am I correct?
So, yeah, it didn't really intend to be a New Year's resolution, but as it was coming up to that sort of time of year, it just kind of happened and I just set myself the goal from 1st of January.
Okay, so how was that? So talk me through the thought process and like what happened. Did you write it down? What was it that happened at the start?
So it was in December. I went to Dubai with my girlfriend. And when I was getting all my shorts and things ready to pack, and I put them on when I got to Dubai, I was like, oh, these are getting a bit tight now. So that's when I thought, okay, maybe I should start, you know, cutting down and then like, getting back into shape. So that's when like the inception of it came. Then when we got back from holiday, it was like Christmas, New Year's and things. And I just kept on pushing and pushing back. I thought, okay, let me just have one last blowout. And then 1st of January, I'm going to make it happen. But I sort of wrote it down. It's kind of, I don't know, geeky or cheesy, but I made like a little vision board with all of the things that I wanted to achieve in 2017. And one of them was to get into shape. So, I pretty much printed off a picture of Cristiano Ronaldo and just whacked it on there.
I think it's great.
There was like literally no writing to it. It was just, I just had like pictures of random things. And then one of them was, yeah, a picture of Cristiano Ronaldo. And I just left it there. And whether it worked or not, I don't know. I mean, I did look at it every day because it was in my bedroom. So whether that kind of subconsciously reminded me that, you know, this is what you're working towards. I don't know. But it was a nice reminder. I could attribute to it.
Okay. So qualified it as a not typically a New Year's resolution, but like things that you had to achieve in 2017.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you were in the typical mindset that maybe a lot of our like kind of listeners or whoever's setting New Year's resolutions would be at that time. Would you agree?
Of course.
Okay. So if that was the case, what, I don't know the statistic off my hand. I was supposed to look it up before the podcast, but yeah, dad life got in the way. but yeah, I wrote like a little mini blog about this before. So off the top of my head, I think most people, like the biggest percentage of people who set New Year's resolutions set like health, fitness, or body related New Year's resolutions. And out of the people that do set these goals, many, or is it, I think it's a majority of them actually fail. So you are the minority. And this is why I kind of wanted to ask you a few questions in terms of like, what made you succeed? Not necessarily what you did, because we're going to discuss that in a video that we're doing, like the Ask Us Anything video with you. And we're going to do a cute live Q&A in our private Facebook group. But sure. I wanted to kind of go through more of the mindset that you were in to help you kind of succeed. And what is it that made you really stick to your New Year's resolution? So how did it start? Like, what did you do when you first started? Like, what was the plan of action?
Okay, so the technical bits we're going to be discussing later. But in terms of a mindset point of view, knowing that it's something that I'm going to have to stick out for some time, and it's not going to take, it's not going to be a quick fix. And having that at the back of my mind kind of allowed me to stay motivated and understand that it would be a while before I see any changes.
Okay. So that's actually, you've kind of got into something that I wanted to get into later in the podcast straight away. So that's, let's just take a minute and talk about what you just said. So I don't think this kind of hits people. I don't think people realize how important this mindset is. Understanding that something's going to take a while. See, what happens with a lot of New Year's resolutions is people go into it having an expectation. So it doesn't necessarily mean they want quick results. I think most people are smart enough to understand that if you're really, really overweight or you want to achieve an amazing result, it's going to take some time. But people often have an expectation of like what they're going to see, or they want to see something quite visible, and then it puts them off and makes them give up. Or the other thing is when people have a big expectation, so sometimes people do want a quick result, they have behaviors that get them a quick result. If you get what I mean. So like, it's like, say you wanted to get rich really quick. You would do things that get you rich really quick. You're going to like play the lottery and shit like that. You're not going to like, you know, lay down a map that takes you 20 years to become like really successful.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of like you saying that you had a mindset of like wanting to achieve something in a long time.
Yeah,
not so necessarily a long time. Like what you wanted to achieve is going to take you a long time.
I didn't care about how long it really would take. I was quite content knowing that it would take a while. I mean, I didn't have a time frame in mind, but I knew, you know, that it was something that I'd had to be in for the long run.
Amazing, because if you're a listener, like, thinking about getting started on a goal and you have something really big to achieve, if you stop putting time limits on it, like if you're patient is what I'm trying to get at, you're more likely to achieve it, because the behaviors that the actions you'll take to get there will probably be more, you know, realistic and sustainable. And
I definitely think that word there, sustainable, I think, I don't know how you felt, Nicole, but by knowing and telling yourself, okay, this isn't going to be easy and it's going to take a long time, helps you stay on track and actually be able to sustain it.
Yeah.
So like so if you were in that mindset, what was the actions that you took? And I don't mean like, what workout did you do or whatever, but like, did you set yourself targets in terms of how often, or like, what did you set yourself like really restrictive parameters at the start, like in terms of like you had to train every day, or like, you know, your calories were really restricted at the start? How was
to
it?
Be fair, to be fair, at the start, I did because, you know, you open social media and stuff and you see these transformations and you see people changing their bodies within like a span of 8 to 12 weeks, and then you want it. So I kind of went in all guns blazing at the beginning. Okay. And I just realized this is not how I want to live the next 12 weeks of my life. Like I can't do it. Like I can't keep up these workouts, keep up these restricted calories and like, you know, work, socialize and everything else. So after the first couple of weeks, I just thought, okay, let me not even bother with adding in any cardio right now. Hello?
Hey, yeah, go on.
Let me not even bother any cardio right now. And let me just, you know, accept it's going to take a while again. And let's do this slowly. And I guess that way it makes it more sustainable as well. Just taking it. It's the biggest cliche of fat loss, isn't it? It's a marathon, not a race, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
not a sprint. Yeah. I 100% agree with you. And I think actually going in hard at the start is probably not a bad strategy if you understand that you will eventually have to slow down. And the reason why I say it's not a bad strategy is it probably goes against some of the advice we give. It's just when you go in hard, you probably get some results straight away.
Yeah. And it gives it a boost of confidence.
Exactly. Yeah. So you get some kind of motivation. Whoever's house phone is, turn that off.
It's not mine.
But yeah, it gives you some kind of motivation in terms of like when you see visible results.
Yeah.
Because you've gone in so hard at the start. But what you do have to understand is like Nikhil said, is that level of intensity can't be sustained throughout the whole year. You said 12 weeks, but I presume you meant 12 months.
Yeah. No, no. What I meant to say was I wasn't going to achieve it in like those 12 week spans.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. So like, then what did you do once you realized in terms of like that you had to slow down a little, what was the sustainable model that you used? So, I mean, you can go into a bit more detail here so that people understand what is a realistic plan. It might not be realistic for people listening, but it was what was realistic for you.
So it's just basically sitting down, looking at what my schedule, what my timetable, what my day-to-day activities look like and fitting something into my week. So for me, working out 4 times a week was very realistic. I could still work out 4 times a week, have energy at work and do things with friends and family on evenings and weekends. So that was it. So I found my sweet spot, which was 4 times a week. And I just did that consistently.
Okay. So like, I think Nikhil's given away another golden like nugget here, because you said what you did, what was realistic for you. So work with your lifestyle. So you looked at your diary, which is what we always recommend to people. Yeah. Look at what you can fit in. Because people always like, I've had many consultations this week with new members and they've asked like, how often do you recommend me to work out? So I always say, obviously, the more you do, the faster your results will be. But don't go jumping on our 4 times a week program, because you might not be able to fit that into your lifestyle. So do what you feel like you can stick to, because that's what will give you the result. Because when you can stick to it, you're going to be able to do it for longer. And when you're consistent is when you get results. So there's no good doing a month of like 4 times a week and then the next like 11 months of 0 workouts in a week.
Yeah. Sorry. And sometimes what works for one person doesn't work for another.
Yeah.
So like Nikhil said, it's just finding and working out what suits you best.
Exactly. So it's just finding that sweet spot for you and then taking action on what works with your lifestyle. And I think with nutrition, it's the same approach. Like, was this Veganuary? Is that what it's called? Like this Vegan January?
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Okay. Is that another one? I knew about Dry January for the alcohol and cancer research. I didn't know there was a vegan one as well.
Yeah, so there's a vegan one right now. And I think it's great in terms of from an ethical point of view. But if you're going to do something like that, it's quite restrictive to a lot of people. And it's not something many people can stick to long term. Like, unless obviously it means something to you personally. Like, you're doing it for an ethical point of view, or like for you it's for your health, or you're seeing some kind of benefit from it, you're probably not going to be able to stick to something like that, especially like dry January as well. If you're someone who socially drinks a lot, it's very unlikely that you're going to be able to stick to no alcohol throughout the whole year.
Yeah, it's like going from two extremes, isn't it, really?
Yeah, exactly. So with diet, whatever you kind of, whatever your approach is, you have to make sure, again, it's sustainable for you. And I think those two things, if you can figure out that, like with your New Year's resolutions, like something's going to take a long time and something is, you have to do what works with your lifestyle rather than some restrictive or super hard intensive program or something, then you're onto a winner automatically. Like you're probably more likely to succeed than most people are.
Exactly.
I mean, what else did you kind of like, so I'm sure even with a sustainable model, you hit barriers, there was things that went wrong. Like what
of
was
course it? There's always things that come up unplanned, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
Random meals out, a one meal on a Friday evening turning into a whole weekend of eating out and whatever. So yeah, I did come across those few barriers, but I think what I'd learned from before as well was just because if you hit one hurdle doesn't mean you have to, you know, let the rest of your week follow suit. So it's just whatever, you've had a meal which was over how much you should have eaten, or you overate way too much over the weekend, don't dwell on it and say, you know what, I'll start again from Monday, start again from that Saturday morning, rather than waiting the whole weekend. So it's just having that mindset that, okay, it's happened, it's done, out the way, let's get back on it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a great kind of attitude to have, like when you hit a block or a roadblock, not to kind of completely give up.
Yeah, because you do hear a lot of people go, okay, I'll just start Monday again then. But why wait for that? Do you know what I mean?
I forget Monday. People, like, a lot of the time, like, yeah, like if you fail at one block, like people just give up completely. I don't mean because, like, it's just an attitude to have when you don't know what to do next, or like what's going to work, or, you know, especially when you're doing something really restrictive and you fall off, you're like, I just can't do this anymore, and you give up completely.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So what made you feel like that then? Like, I know you're saying, oh yeah, you know, you continued back on, you fell off the wagon, and you might have overeaten on a few meals or whatever it is. What made you feel like you could continue then? Like, because not many people think like that.
You know, after a while of doing something and you're doing it consistently, you start seeing results. And to be honest, that is what kept me motivated throughout the year. I just kept on getting reminded of the results that I was seeing every month. And I kind of looked back on it and I thought, yeah, I'm getting results every month. If I just push a little bit further, if I just keep going, if I just get over this hurdle, I'm bound to see even better and better and better. So it was the results that really kept me going.
Okay, so looking back rather than completely always looking forward in terms of where you want to get to, like looking at the results you've already achieved really helped you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a really good point. I didn't even think of that. Like, you know, obviously results are very motivating, but you can easily overlook them.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, like you might, you know, let's say you've lost two dress sizes in the first 3 months, so you've come to about March, April time, and now you're at a standstill. Like, you know, you haven't seen some results. People can often give up because, like, they're looking towards where they want to be rather than looking at, I've already done three dress sizes or two dress sizes or whatever they've done, maybe a centimeter off their waist. Rather than focusing on that, if I just times the effort I've already given by the next 3 months, I'll probably get another, you know, set of results.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good good point there. Now, I also wanted to kind of clarify that, Nikhil, you've been kind of going up and down with your weight for quite a while before this, haven't you? It's not like,
That's so true. Yeah. When did I reach my biggest? I guess it was back in Salut when we, in Barcelona, right? When did we go to Barcelona? Maybe 2012 or 11. That's when it first like hit home, and that's when I first, like, that's when I was my biggest, and that's when I knew that I wanted to lose weight and get in shape. But yeah, so I kind of went on a fat loss journey from like 2011 to maybe 2013, 14, where I was kind of a novice. I was just reading random articles and just doing whatever I saw someone else at the gym doing. And fortunately it did work. But then it was just completely novice stuff. But then as I got into like full-time work and stuff after uni and that, it was fluctuating a lot. You wouldn't really be able to tell. People would have thought just by looking at me that yeah, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he's lost weight and stuff like that. But you wouldn't really be able to tell by looking at me that I was fluctuating in my weight. It's only when I really took my top off and I could see myself in the mirror. So yeah, over the next few years, it kept on fluctuating from like, I'd say 2014 to now.
Yeah, the reason why I brought that up and that I made you kind of talk about the journey of going up and down is because I feel like that probably taught you quite a lot in terms of like how to manage things, what works for you, what doesn't work for you. So just wanted to basically show that if this is the first time that you're starting out and you're trying to lose weight as a listener to what we're talking about right now, and you're this is your first go at like a New Year's resolution seriously of changing your body, just know that you're going to hit a lot of roadblocks. You might achieve a lot of success and you might even lose it again. Just don't give up completely, because Nikhil's been on a massive roller coaster from 2011 till 2017.
Even in 2017, there was ups and downs. It was never a linear weight loss. There was always fluctuations and things that, you know, made it go up and down, and some months were better than others. So
yeah,
but I think it is like that with most people's journeys. It's never just plain sailing. It's always up and down. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm sure Nikhil this year, obviously, or not this year, actually, 2017, your weight went up and down quite often, and people get so stuck on that and need to realize actually that is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a necessary evil, yeah, to put it in simple terms. I guess that was another mindset thing as well. I had to really detach myself away from the number that I was seeing, and just kind of understand that it's just a number.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because I remember you sent me quite a few pictures on like last year asking, can you see any progress? Can you see any change? I remember you sent me the week one picture from week one to like week two or something like that. Can you see a difference? And I was like, yeah, there is a little bit. But there actually was.
Yeah.
So the pictures are a really good one. I think it's straight talking, like, whereas weight and stuff can get people, like, really, your mindset, depending on how you are with your weight, you know.
You can get too hooked on it as well.
Yeah, so I think pictures is a lot better, as long as you're willing to kind of basically be honest with yourself. Like, sometimes you'll take a picture and you'll take another picture and expect to see some massive change when you haven't really given massive effort.
Mm. That's true.
So you have to kind of realize that your results are always, you know, determined by your actions and how accurate you are. So sometimes people say like, oh yeah, you know, I'm trying, I'm eating healthy, but are you, might be eating a little bit better, but are you actually doing what's necessary to get into incredible shape, in terms of like, are you meeting your calorie needs? Are you meeting your protein needs? And it's not that complicated once you know what you're doing. But if you don't, or you're not actively, you know, measuring these things or whatever it is, it's very open to thinking you're doing the right things when you're not actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I completely agree.
I know, Nikhil, in the past, you've done it in ways that aren't exactly the most correct way, because I remember like when we used to talk before, you'd tell me things of what you used to do and I'd be cringing because I know like it's not the best way of doing it. And sometimes I'd give you advice and steer you in the right way, but it's hard, isn't it, when your friend's trying to, because you were seeing success in what you were doing as well. So I used to kind of let you crack on with a few things as well, and then give you advice when you were really going down the wrong way of doing something.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I completely agree. Yeah, sometimes it's up to the individual, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
Go on.
I didn't realize you weren't finished. Go on, carry on.
No, I was going to say there's only so much someone can input, but at the end of the day, it was down to me as well, and how much I wanted to tell myself the truth, really, and not like really lie to myself about what I was doing and how I was doing it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you said about like, oh, you've been through ups and downs through this journey and stuff, like even just the 2016 to 2017 transformation that you did.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like that kept you really, really going? So when you felt like really quitting, or when you felt like giving up, or when everyone around you, like I remember when we went to, what restaurant was it that we went to?
We went to the Indian restaurant, innit?
Yeah, Northwood Hills. What's it called? The Messe Lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went to
Northwood. And I ordered my own food, innit?
Yeah. So when you go to an Indian restaurant, obviously most people tend to share dishes and stuff like that. And we had a big, I don't know how many people, there's 12 of us or whatever it was. And in that group of 12, Nikhil ordered his own dish and his own food. So he ordered, I think it was a chicken tikka and some rice, and everyone else was eating everything they wanted to.
So I basically ordered my own food. What kept me going? When I hit a roadblock here, when everyone else around me was having good food and things like that. To be honest, this year, this last year, I had such tunnel vision with it. It was something that I knew I really wanted to achieve. And I guess a little bit around it, and what kept me going as well, was the whole accountability thing. I don't know, I felt like I had a really supportive network around me as well. So having obviously you in my friendship group, and having a close group of friends that are quite supportive of what you want to do. I didn't get much stick for ordering my own meal, as much as I thought. And I, you know, took it all as a joke anyway. So.
Yeah, no, like I was really supportive of you that day. Like people were, I think someone said, made a comment, and I think I told them to, I don't know if we're going to start swearing on this, but I used a couple of swear words that day, I think.
I think sometimes peer pressure, though, can be such a, like a big thing, like how other people influence your choices. Like imagine the people you went out with that night was like joking and digging at you, then you might have had what they had. Do you know what I mean? So I think having a good support group and people there, then that really helps.
Yeah, it's massive.
It may sound like I was being super restrictive and doing all of these like extreme things, like this was like just once in a while sort of thing. It was just like,
yeah,
just that one meal. I didn't fancy like, you know, getting everything. I just felt I was happy to stick with just ordering for myself. I could still go out and have a good time with everyone, but yeah, you know, it wasn't like I was being like super restrictive getting salad. Like it was just like something that at that time I was completely happy doing it. It wasn't like me being like at the end of the day thinking I didn't have anything to eat and go home and binge on a load of stuff. I mean, I was still able to go out, have a good time. I had a decent meal, which I was full up at the end of. It was just my choices were slightly different to everyone else's.
Yeah. And I think also like you said, you've seen all the results that you have, but you still went out, you still socialized, you still went out for dinners. Like people, I sometimes think that you can't do those things anymore, when actually you can, you just have to make better choices.
Yeah That's all it is. It's just kind of changing some of the things. Like you can't expect to not sacrifice anything, but you don't have to suffer. That's what I always say to people, like, you know, sacrifice is something you have to do, but you don't have to suffer at all, like when it comes to trying to change your body.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
You mentioned about tunnel vision. Now I really want to kind of get some practical advice from you, so for people listening, they can really, you know, get into the same mindset that you were in. Like, how did you create that tunnel vision? So you're saying you had tunnel vision and you really wanted to achieve these goals, but how, like, what is it that you did to make you feel that way, that you were so focused and so determined? Because I think that's all it is. If you're really focused and you're really determined and you're motivated, you can be, you know, you can be consistent. And if you have a good plan of action, you have the right support group and all of that, yeah, you can be consistent, and then you'll be successful. But what made you in that mindset? Because I think that's what most people want to know. Like, how did you get so focused and so motivated?
I just really enjoyed every bit of it. And that's what helped. Like, it got to a point where I really enjoyed, like, my workouts. My workouts, like, were really good. I was having fun in the gym. I was working out with a group of friends, and it was just really fun. So every time I went in, I knew it was something fun that I was doing and something that I wanted to do rather than a chore. Okay. And then because of that tunnel vision, it just stayed. It was just like, okay, after work, I'm going to go to the gym. It's something that I enjoy doing. It's something that I want to do after work. It, you know, kind of de-stresses me in that. And yeah, if I just keep at it, I know that I'll get somewhere. So I guess the tunnel vision bit has to do with, I guess, looking forward and having kind of your eyes on the prize. So that's where the tunnel vision came from.
All right. And then go on, Sadie.
I was just going to say, and also, because obviously you said that you were enjoying the process, so obviously I know you related that to training, and I'm not sure obviously what you would say about the nutrition side of things, but I think that's a really key word. Like, the whole process for you enjoyed, and it wasn't like you were forcing yourself to do things that you found boring or wasn't sustainable. So I think enjoying the process and enjoying what you do is so important.
Exactly. Yeah, 100%.
And yeah, it was just something to look forward to. I suppose at the end of the day, got to see my mates, got to work out, something that I enjoyed. And even with the nutrition bit, anyone that knows me knows that I love ice cream, and I still had, you know, I still had ice cream like most days of the week and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it was just doing stuff that I enjoy, doing stuff that worked, that was realistic, and having trust in it. And having the motivation to understand that it would take time, I guess all those things piled together kind of pushed out the success of it.
Okay. So you said to me, you said that you had your eye on the prize. I'm trying to get as much nuggets out of you, Nikhil. So for anyone listening, they can really, you know, use it as much as they can to see some really good results this year. So, like, what made you... You know, you said you had your eye on the prize and you really wanted to go for it. The prize must have been, obviously, changing your body must have been really important for you. Like, did you think about why you wanted to do it, or like what it was that you're going to get from it, or how it's going to...
Well, it was just getting to, I don't know, I was finding it was getting to that stage. I don't know if you've ever gone on holiday, and when a holiday or big event comes up, you feel like suddenly this urge to start training and start getting in shape. Just as the holidays coming up, and I was kind of getting sick of that. I just wanted to be in a position where I was confident enough to, if I had a holiday coming up, I wouldn't have to think, oh damn, better get in shape for it. I just wanted to set some time out aside, being the last year, focus on getting to where I want to be, and then not have to, you know, think about it so deeply in the future. So work on it over the last year. And then when the holidays and things like that come, or the big events, I don't have to always panic the month before or the month or two before, thinking, oh, holiday's coming up, got to get in shape. So yeah, it was things like that, those life events and those holidays and things where naturally we all want to, you know, look our best.
Yeah.
Okay. So you kind of had a reason for why you were doing it, kind of thing. That you had it in your mind.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. long story. Yeah, that's why. That was why I just didn't want to keep on having to be, you know, having that attitude where when an event was coming up, or when a holiday, or when if I had to go somewhere, I'd be constantly like, okay, I've got this event in this much time. Let me, you know, go hard for the next 4 weeks or so in preparation for that. I just wanted to be kind of, you know, set, if that makes any sense.
You wanted to be stronger, fit, and happier forever.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think you've kind of given some really good nuggets in terms of today. Like, I'm not sure like how much I can squeeze out of you more. We will be discussing obviously what you did exactly, and you know, what were the programs like, what were the nutrition plan like, in another episode, or maybe on another episode of the podcast, but we're definitely doing it on a video on our YouTube channel. And we're going to do it as a private, this is a new one that I'm throwing on you again.
But, podcast has new surprises.
Yeah, so we're going to do a live stream with our paid group on Facebook. So yeah, where you can kind of answer people's questions and stuff like that. Get you thrown in the deep end. You're their coach now, so you got to pull your weight.
Of course, I'd love to.
Yeah, so we're going to do a live stream for you guys in our monthly webinars on there. But yeah, so I don't know how much more I can squeeze out of you, but I think we'll try to summarize all of the points you made. So it was at the start, it was like, you know, you chime in if I forget anything, guys. But it was at the start, it was about you, you know, having an idea that this is going to take a bit longer than just, you know, a month or so. You went into it thinking it's going to take some time. I got to be patient and I got to be try and stay as consistent as I can. You went in hard at the start, but you quickly realized that this is something that's going to take you a bit longer than, you know, some quick start that you can't just keep up with this hard hit. You're going to have to slow it down and think of something that works with your lifestyle. It's a bit more consistent for you. And it's a manageable thing with your lifestyle. Then you found people that were supportive of you, that gave you accountability. You also realized that like things that, like say you hit a hurdle or a roadblock or something went wrong, you realized it wasn't the end of the world. Results really motivated you as well. So getting results at the start and then focusing on, you know, not just looking forward, looking back at as well as what you've achieved really helped. And also having like a vision of where you wanted to be. You had something to focus on to get to the end. You had a good, strong reason for why you wanted to do this. All of these things combined kind of made you successful. It wasn't just one thing.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
I mean, I think it's been a really useful episode. Obviously, we will know by the feedback that you guys give us. So please let us know what you think. You can email us at podcast@bodybeyond.co.uk if you do have any questions, if you have any, you know, feedback for us or any reviews, anything to do with the podcast, email us there and let us know what you think. Is there anything you guys wanted to add to what we had to say today?
No, just thank you, Nikhil, for sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you're going to be on every week, so don't get don't think this is it now. I'm done. I can retire from the podcast. And for anyone who's wondering when Leon is gone, he will be back. His battery died halfway through the podcast and we didn't want to interrupt by explaining where Leon's gone. So we just kind of let it roll. And Leon jumped ship. We just had to leave him. We left him in the water. We'll go get back to get him. I think this was a really good podcast. Hopefully it comes out really good and you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, and I'm sure people will get a lot from it as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully.
Okay, Nikhil, I'm going to leave you with a closing statement. What do you want to say? Give some inspiration. For someone who's... So apart from all the things you've already said, if someone is thinking or on their way to you know, trying to achieve their New Year's resolutions, what advice would you give them?
I'd probably keep it really simple and just say... just start and don't quit. So if you're thinking about doing something, just start it. Just to have a go at it. And once you start it, be consistent with it and don't quit. Just because you're not seeing the results straight away doesn't mean that they're not going to come.
Oh, brilliant. I think that's the best way to end the podcast. So I'm going to call it a day there. We will see you on the next episode. I hope you enjoyed it. This has been us at Body and Beyond, the Stronger, Fitter, Happier podcast. See you next time, or you can hear us next time, I think I should say. Thanks for listening.
That's what I said.